Well, at this time, I would ask Pastor Dan to come forward, and I know he has a couple words for us tonight, so I invite him forward to do that now, and we look forward to it.
Well, as I look at this candle or these this group of candles, I think it epitomizes Christmas, right? We have the hope, and we have the peace, and we have the joy, and we have the love. But at the center of all that, we have Jesus Christ. And I would submit to you this evening that if you are looking for peace and joy in hope and love in any other place other than that which is surrounded by Jesus Christ, you simply aren't going to find it. You may find it for a moment, but you won't find it for eternity. And so this evening, I just want to share a story with you. And this is a true story, by the way. A man was at a metro station in Washington, D.C., and he started to play the violin. And it was a cold January morning, and he was to play for about 45 minutes, and he was playing a total of 6 Bach pieces. Okay, so, and as he began to play, and it was at such a time when there would have been literally thousands of people passing by, and of course, like they do, he had a little bowl or jar to collect some money or offerings in as he played. And as people passed by, it took about 3 minutes before anybody even realized that he was playing. And after about 5 more minutes, one person stopped for just a brief second but was in a hurry on her way to work, so she hurried on by and didn't really give him a second thought. And a few minutes later, someone else kind of leaned in for a minute and listened and kind of scurried on and did the same thing. And then maybe just a few minutes later, a young child came up and was intrigued and listened for a few minutes. But then the mother came alongside and hurried the child along and said, "No, we must go. We must continue to go." So this went on for the remainder of the 45 minutes. And at the end of the 45 minutes, the gentleman had $32 in his collection plate there, or jar, or whatever the case may be. Now, no one knew this. No one knew this, but this violinist was none other than Joshua Bell, one of the best musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written with a violin worth $3.5 million. Now, here's the real irony. Just 2 days before that, playing in the subway, Joshua Bell sold out an entire theater in the Boston area that seats an average of at an average of $100 per seat. 2 days before that, the same musician played in front of a sold-out audience in front of the seats that would cost exactly $100. And so you're asking what the point of this is. And the point is, the Washington Post did this on purpose. They were basically doing an experiment about perception, taste, and the priorities of people. And the outlines were this: in a commonplace environment, at an inappropriate hour, do we perceive beauty? Think about it. Do we perceive beauty? Do we really stop to appreciate it? Do we recognize the talent when it's in an unexpected context? If we do not have a moment to stop and listen to one of the best musicians ever in the world playing the best music ever written, how many other things are we missing? Now, one of the many things, I wasn't going to share this, but one of the many things that I love about my daughter, Julia, is that she sees everything. And when we're going somewhere and I'm in a hurry, and sometimes I get frustrated, I'm like, come on, and what are you doing? And I turn around and I look, and she's bending over picking up a caterpillar or a bug or a cool stone, and I'm like, how did you even see that? And she saw it because she took the time in the busyness to see the beauty in an unexpected moment. And I think that just fit well with this story. Anyway, this evening, we've taken a pause for just a few moments from the hustle and the bustle and the buying and the wrapping and the stress and the baking and the cooking, trying to figure out what we're going to do. Are we going to family? Are we not going to family? What are we going to do? We've taken a moment tonight to set all that aside, to celebrate the glory of heaven ringing out loudly, proclaiming the wonder of God in the world. Christ Jesus, who came into the world to offer redemption, to offer everlasting and lasting hope, the King of Kings. See, we've taken a moment away from that to recognize the beauty of Jesus Christ. In Christ, we hear the bells of heaven ringing loudly, just like we did at about 6:25. The bells out front were ringing loudly. In Christ, we see God, the grand violinist, as it were, right? Playing a sweet melody of hope, eternal life, redemption. We have been invited. You and I have been invited. Listen to this. This is so awesome. You and I have been invited by the living and holy God to attend this wonderful symphony of life. And yet we get so stressed out, and we lose sight of the important things in life. But not tonight. Tonight we've taken a moment to recognize the beauty. We've been ushered into our seats this evening by the Holy Spirit. And here we are, gathered as the body of Christ, overwhelmed by the majesty and by the beauty of the songs being played. Emmanuel, God with us. This evening we celebrate not the birth of merely a wise man, not the birth of a great teacher, and not just simply a prophet of God. Tonight we celebrate God in human flesh, in the form of a baby, the Son, Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah, the Christ child who came into the world to save the world. Came into the world to save the world. The God-man who came into the world to set captives free. Think about that, to set captives free. Anyone that is a slave to sin right now or a slave to an addiction or anything else, God came to set us free from that. And you can be set free even this moment. He came to offer the hope of eternal salvation to you and to me. And all of the sounds and all of the sounds of the unwrapping of paper that will take place tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be another day, let's face it. There's going to be scurrying, there's going to be busyness, there's going to be the wrapping and unwrapping of paper of all the paper that's been wrapped over the last few days. And as we listen to them, we need to make sure we hear the greater sound. We love the sound of little kids opening wrapping paper. We do. It's a sweet sight and it's a sweet sound. But amongst that, we have to listen and we have to hear the greater sound. The sound of the unwrapping and the unveiling of Jesus Christ to the world. That's the sound that we need to hear tomorrow. Amen. Take a moment to stop this season. Take a moment to stop this season, even as you have done this evening, even as you have done this evening, to listen to the sound of salvation. It's such a sweet, sweet sound. The ringing of the bells of grace, resounding in the wonder, the beauty, and the majesty of Christ Jesus, given especially in places that we wouldn't expect to see it. or places we wouldn't expect to hear it. I mean, let's face it, when we gathered tonight, we expected to hear the sounds of Jesus. We expected to hear the bells of grace. But then next week comes and we are a little less expectant, right? But I'm encouraging you to look for it in unexpected places, at unexpected times, such as in a metro station in Washington, D.C. For unto us a child is born, unto us a child has been given. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Prince of Peace, the Salvation of the World. The reality is that for most people, especially Christians, it's not hard to see the beauty of Jesus on Christmas Eve. It's not hard for us to gather in this sanctuary or join remotely on Christmas Eve and see the beauty of Jesus. We don't have to work very hard tonight to see that. You know, it kind of reminds me of a couple on their wedding day, right? So a couple on their wedding day, when they're reciting their vows, it's not hard to see the love between them. When we gather as they're reciting their vows and the minister is officiating the wedding, we expect to see a couple in love. We expect to see a couple filled with joy. It's their wedding day. But it's as they stand side by side and hand in hand reciting their vows to each other, in that moment, no one questions the love that they have for each other. When they're standing there face to face, hand in hand, reciting their vows, we don't question their love for each other. We are expecting to see love on that day, just as we are expecting to see the beauty of Jesus on Christmas Eve. Their love for one another on that moment, in that moment, is on full display. And the love that Jesus has for us is on full display this Christmas Eve. Amen. But my encouragement to you is this. My encouragement to each of you is this. Is to look for and experience the hope and the peace and the joy and the love of Jesus Christ at times that you wouldn't expect it. At times you wouldn't expect it. Look for it when life is hard. We tend not to expect to see the beauty of Jesus in those moments. The Joshua Bell that played before a sold-out audience was the same Joshua Bell that played in the Boston or Washington Metro. It's the same one. And guess what? It's the same Jesus that we see and we sing about and we celebrate and we feel and experience on Christmas Eve. It's that same Jesus that goes with us as we leave this place and we enter into those difficult times. It's the same Jesus. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. And when life gets hard, remember this moment. Remember this Advent wreath, if you will. Remember this moment. Remember this intricate moment, this special moment. When life is hard, and say, you know what? I remember Jesus on Christmas Eve, and that is the same Jesus that I serve today, even in the difficult times. Would you join me in just a word of prayer? Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you have met us in this place, in this sanctuary tonight. And Lord, we thank you that our hearts have been filled with joy, and that our hearts have been filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And Lord, it's been easy to see the beauty of your Son, Jesus Christ, in this moment. But Lord, as we depart from this place, remind us that it is this same Jesus that we see here and experience tonight that goes with us into every moment of our lives. Lord, please, please, give us the desire and the opportunity to see you in the unexpected places. Lord, please do not allow our lives to get so busy that we forget to see you when life gets hard. And we ask all these things in your Son's precious name. Amen. So as tradition would have it, on our Christmas Eve services, we always call it a candlelight Christmas Eve service. And in the spirit of COVID, we're going to do things slightly different. Now, do not be dismayed. We are still going to have our Christmas Eve candlelight service. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to light my candle, and then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to have each of you come up and light it one at a time from mine, instead of us going out and doing it that way, just to be a little bit smart about it. And so I would also encourage you, those that are in their homes, if you have a candle, if you haven't taken the opportunity to do that, quickly go grab one and grab a lighter and turn off your lights and join us as we will be here as we light our candles and in just a minute singing one of our all-time favorite Christmas Eve carols. And the obvious symbolism here is that it is the light from the Christ candle. It is the light of Jesus Christ that will go with each one of us this evening.
Please join us in singing Silent Night.